Okay. Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, Parshios Bahar B'chukosai. It's Shabbos Chazak, and we certainly need all the chizuk, all of the strengthening and inspiration that we can muster. We've been in this situation for quite some time now, approximately 2 months. Although things seem to be getting better in a certain sense, we certainly need all of the chizuk, all of the strengthening and inspiration that we can get. This is not going to be the major focus of the drasha tonight, but certainly a Shabbos of Chazak is one that in its own right intrinsically gives us chizuk, gives us a certain koach, as we've had the schutz of finishing now Sefer Vayikra, a Sefer that we've gone through and learned and been a part of together in its entirety throughout this isolation. And certainly our tefillah is that the next time that we're zocha to say Chazak at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we should be able to say it in shul together, Chazak v'chazak v'nischazek. Nischazek, that we should have the ability to strengthen one another, which we'll have when we're Be'ezus Hashem back together. Again, that day is getting ever closer, and halavai, we should be zochet to it very, very soon, when we're able to be back together again, without the concerns, without having to worry about all of the legitimate reasons that caused us to go into isolation in the first place. Tonight we're going to talk about a tale of two shofros, two different manifestations of the mitzvah of shofar, that on the surface are similar, but when we delve into them are very, very different. And appreciating the difference between these two manifestations of the mitzvah of shofar, I think, has implications in terms of dealing with life in general, and particularly the situation in which we find ourselves presently. So we know that the shofar is mentioned in this week's parsha, Parshas Behar. The pasuk says that when it comes time to the Yovel year, to the Jubilee year, every 50th year. So it says, "Avarta shofar trua, taviru shofar b'chol artzichem." That you're supposed to blow a shofar on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. And the Mishnah says, "Masechta Rosh Hashanah," that not only would they blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, but the special tefillos we associate with shofar on Rosh Hashanah, namely Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, were recited on that Yovel of the Yom Kippur year as well. So I want to start off tonight quoting to a large extent from a beautiful piece from Rabbi Menachem Ganak in his Sefer Birkas Yitzchak on the Chamisha Chum Sheitara. It's a little bit of a lumbar piece. He starts off talking about halachic issues, but we'll try to understand those halachic issues first and then bring it around to a discussion of Hashkafa. Yes, Rabbi Ganak, it's an interesting phenomenon that the Torah only uses the word shofar in describing the mitzvah of shofar that's described in Parshas Behar. Again, as we said, Vavarta shofar trua, Aviu shofar b'chol artzichem. Okay, if we could just mute the phone. So, The term shofar is mentioned in Parshas Behar. Interestingly enough, in the two other places in Chumash where it describes the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, last week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, and Parshas Pinchas in Sefer Bamidbar, there the Torah, as we spoke about a little bit last week, does not use the word shofar at all. Last week's Parsha of Emor, it says that the day of Rosh Hashanah should be Zichron Trua, a day on which we remember the Trua. In Parshas Pinchas, it says Yom Trua Yelochem, it should be a day of Trua, a day of blowing. But in either context, is the actual term shofar used, to the point that the Gemara has to learn out in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that we actually use a shofar for the blowing on Rosh Hashanah, from the fact that it uses the term, that the Torah uses the term shofar when describing the mitzvah of Yom Kippur of Yovel. This is Rabbi Ganak. If you think about it, it's a little bit surprising Because after all, Yovel only comes around once in 50 years, and Rosh Hashanah, of course, comes every year. So wouldn't you think that the Torah would be explicit about the fact that we blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah instead of sort of disguising that fact? Yom Teruah Yelochem, Zichron Teruah. And whereas the Torah is very explicit when it comes to describing how on Yovel of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur of Yovel, then the Torah chooses to use the term shofar, again, for something that happens once in 50 years. Very, very hard to understand. So Rabbi Ganek says the answer to this question perhaps lies in an appreciation of the difference between the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah versus the mitzvah of shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. And that's as follows. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Gimel, that the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is shmias hakol, listening to the sound of the shofar. And in fact, that's why the accepted nusach of the bracha that we recite before blowing shofar is asher kidishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar. The Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. Now, of course, somebody has to blow the shofar in order for us to hear it. But the way the Rambam defines the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is not the blowing per se. The blowing is called a hechatimtza. In other words, it's a means to an end to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is the shmias hakol, is the listening, the hearing of the sound of the shofar. For that reason, somebody else can blow it, and for that reason, the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. There were those Rishonim who disagreed with the Rambam. There are some Rishonim who understood that the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is literally to blow. Not everybody has to blow. So these Rishonim explain the same way that we have a concept of Shomea Ka'one, that listening is as if you said something. I don't have to make Kiddush Friday night myself. I can listen to someone else making Kiddush and be Yotzei that way. So too, these Rishonim explain that the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is to blow the Shofar. The only thing is, by listening, it's as if I'm blowing. And indeed, these Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Tam, for example, understood that the bracha which is recited on Tkiyas Shofar is Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu liskoa b'shofar, to blow the shofar. But again, that's not the Rambam's position, and that's not our position. That's not what we do, practically speaking. We make the bracha lishmoa b'shofar, indicating that our understanding of the mitzvah is to hear it, and, you know, the blowing is a means to an end. The mitzvah is really the hearing itself. In contrast, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Halacha Yud, as follows. Mitzvahs asei, it's a positive mitzvah, liskoa ba'shofar, ba'asiri l'tishrei b'shnas ha'yovel. It's a positive mitzvah to blow the shofar on the 10th of Tishrei, i.e. Yom Kippur, during the Yovel year. V'chol yochid v'yochid chayov liskoa. Shenemar ta'aviru shofar. And writes the Rambam, every individual has to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, as the Pasuk says, ta'aviru shofar. Everyone has to blow the shofar. Explains where Soloveitchik is quoted by Rabbi Ganek, the Rambam seems to be distinguishing between the nature of the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah versus the nature of the mitzvah of shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. On Rosh Hashanah, as we've seen already, the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. But on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the Rambam is very explicit. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And therefore, says the Rambam, kol yachid v'yachid chayuv liskoa. Every individual has to blow the shofar. In other words, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, we would not be able to do that which we do on Rosh Hashanah, and we take for granted. One person, the Baal Tokeah, gets up in the middle of the shul and he blows for 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people. No, that's not going to work on Yovel. And Yom Kippur of Yovel Chayiv Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv L'Skoa. Every individual has a mitzvah to blow shofar himself. You can't be Yotze by listening to someone else, because listening is only the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Kippur of Yovel, the mitzvah is to blow. If you're not a natural Baal Tokeya, which I certainly am not, come Yom Kippur of Yovel, you got to go out and learn, you know, before Yom Kippur of Yovel, how to blow shofar. Because the mitzvah is not just to listen to somebody else, the mitzvah is to blow. So explains on the basis of that, says Rabbi Ganak, we can understand with beautiful precision why it is that the Torah only uses the term shofar in describing the blowing of Yom Kippur of Yovel, whereas when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it never uses the term shofar. Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, says Rabbi Ganak, based on this idea from the Rav explaining the Rambam, on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah focuses on the shofar itself. The shofar is the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. It's the actual mitzvah object associated with this mitzvah. The mitzvah is to blow shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, the shofar itself is related to the mitzvah on some level, somewhat more tangentially. The mitzvah is to hear somebody else blowing shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. But the shofar itself is not something that every individual has to have. In a sense, it's a means to the end of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, whereas on Yom Kippur of Yovel, it's the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to blow. So it makes sense, even though the mitzvah of Yovel is only one that one encounters one in every 50 years, it makes sense that the idea of shofar should be mentioned there, that the word shofar should be mentioned there, whereas on Rosh Hashanah, that it's only mentioned in a tangential kind of way, you know, Yom Truah, Zichron Truah, and the word shofar itself is not mentioned. Okay, so that's from a Lamdusha perspective. What's the Hashkafa behind the fact that the mitzvah of shofar would be different on Rosh Hashanah versus on Yom Kippur of Yovel? I mean, there are many similarities between the mitzvah. They both involve a shofar, they both involve blowing, the manner of blowing is similar, it's the same, tkiya shvarim through a tkiya, the brachos of Malchus, Zichronos, and shofars are identical. So why should there be this distinction? Why would the Torah create a distinction in the nature of the mitzvah such that on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to blow, I'm sorry, that on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to hear the blowing, and on Yom Kippur of Yovel the mitzvah is to actually blow the shofar itself? Thought that perhaps one could explain in the following fashion. And again, it also goes back to a concept that was stated by Rav Soloveitchik. The Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Tshuva that the role of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to awaken us to do tshuva. Rambam famously writes that the message of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Uru Yishenim Yishenaschem, you who are sleeping and in the slumber of sin, of disinterest, of lack of spirituality, comes the sound of the shofar and it says, wake up, arouse yourselves, to dedicate yourselves to a greater degree to Avodas Hashem, to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's the message of tshuva. Soloveitchik explained this Rambam with the following idea. So Soloveitchik, tshuva in its fullest form is really something that's associated with Yom Kippur. Right? We know Yom Kippur is really the holiday, the day of the year where the mitzvah is, there's a mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur itself, l'fnei Hashem titoru, as you stand before Hashem on Yom Kippur, that's when titoru, that's when you have to purify yourself through tshuva. When the shofar is sounded on Rosh Hashanah, it's not so much tshuva in the fullest sense of the term, but it does constitute what the Rav referred to as hirhurei tshuva, starting to think about doing tshuva. The blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is the prelude to doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's not tshuva itself. Rosh Hashanah primarily is not a day of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah primarily is a day on which we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we declare him to be king over the entire universe. But the shofar that we hear on Rosh Hashanah starts us thinking. It primes the pump, so to speak, in terms of getting us to start thinking about doing tshuva. It's hiruei tshuva. And then that starts us on the road to tshuva, and of course we hopefully complete that road in a significant way 10 days later when we observe Yom Kippur. That's Rosh Hashanah. And being that the role of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is hiruei tshuva, not to get us to do tshuva, not to actualize tshuva itself, but simply to get us to start thinking about doing tshuva, our role vis-a-vis the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a more passive role. We're not obligated to blow the shofar. Our obligation is to listen to the blowing of the shofar. We're not at a point yet where we can blow, where we can be proactive. Our avoda on Rosh Hashanah is simply to listen, to absorb, to hear the message of the shofar. And we only really get proactive in engaging in tshuva 10 days later on Yom HaKippurim. But Yom Kippur of Yovel is an entirely different beast. Yovel is tied in a very fundamental way. The whole year of Yovel is tied in a very fundamental way to the concept of tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva means, literally, return. Bring things back to the way they were. Yovel, as we know, represents the idea of tshuva, not just on the individual level, but on the national level. Toshuvu ish el achuzoso, we're going to read the Shabbos. B'shnasa Yovel azos, on this year of the Yovel, everyone should return. Toshuvu, miloshen tshuva. Everyone should return to his ancestral land. All the lands go back to their original owners. All the Jewish slaves go free. The slate is wiped clean and everything goes back. The clock is turned back to the way things were originally. It's a national year of doing tshuva. And the day which symbolizes that tshuva, that year-long national tshuva on the highest level, is of course Yom Kippur. It makes perfect sense that the declaration of the year of Yovel takes place not on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, but 10 days later on Yom HaKippurim. Because if the theme of Yovel is tshuva, what better day to proclaim that year of tshuva than Yom Kippur, which is the day of tshuva. So the shofar representing tshuva is blown on Yom Kippur. But the blowing of the shofar on Yovel, a day on which tshuva has been raised to the next level, can't be the same kind of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. No. On Rosh Hashanah, we heard the shofar in a passive fashion. We heard the shofar. We weren't obligated to blow it. We were passive recipients of the message of shofar. On Yom Kippur of Yovel, we're told, take that same shofar and now raise it to the next level. Be proactive in spreading the idea of tshuva, in proclaiming the idea of tshuva. Don't just listen to someone telling you about tshuva, but be proactive and spread the message of tshuva yourself. That's why, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel is not just to hear it, it's to blow it. And you can't just be one of 1,000 people in shul listening to the shofar being blown. Kol yachid v'yachid chayiv l'skoa, every individual is obligated to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Because on Yom Kippur of Yovel, every individual has heard the message of tshuva, has internalized the message of tshuva. After 49 years, 50 years of hearing shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we're now ready to take that message and proclaim it. We can proclaim it. We can be not only the audience listening to tshuva being described to us, but we can become the teachers, the rebbeim, teaching others of the idea of tshuva through blowing the shofar itself, not as passive recipients, but as proactive prophets, as it were, proactive messengers of the idea of tshuva to other people. I think this notion that we kind of graduate from the shofar Rosh Hashanah to the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel is one that we can contemplate as we think about completing an entire sefer of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah while being in quarantine, while being in, under the current circumstances. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly sending us a message during this pandemic. Again, as I've said before, I'm certainly not on a level to try to analyze what that message is exactly. But certainly, we have the obligation when any trauma comes upon ourselves, or certainly the tzibur, any difficult situation comes upon ourselves, or certainly the tzibur, we have to hear that as a shofar blowing of Rosh Hashanah, and we have the obligation to engage in hirhurei tshuva, to think about what message this is sending us and how we can be better. As the day grows ever closer, when Be'ezus Hashem will be able to return to some degree of normalcy, Be'ezus Hashem be able, in some limited way, to open up the shul again. And again, when it does come, it will be limited, at least at first, until we've done in such a way that it will maximize the safety of everyone involved. It's going to be minimal and slow and gradual. But when that day comes, we should think about what we can do proactively to make our shuls, in particular, even better places for Avodas Hashem. We've heard the message passively of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. We need to embrace the message of the proactive shofar of Yom Kippur. Not just, okay, I heard, you know, we have to change something. But what can we change within ourselves? What can we change within our families? What can we change within our communities? What can we change within our shuls? Like the Yovel, this horrific pandemic actually gives us the opportunity to kind of wipe the slate clean in certain ways, to start again when we come back to the Beis HaKnesses. Maybe our Bote Knesios are characterized by too much talking and not enough attention on davening. Maybe the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is lacking in our interactions in our shuls. Maybe we just don't treat people with the proper respect in shuls. Maybe we don't treat the tefillah, the Kriyas HaTorah, with the proper respect. We have the opportunity to start over again. It's a silver lining in everything that we're experiencing. We have a yovel of sorts. Toshuvu Elish Lachus Asa. When the day comes, we'll be able to open up the shul anew. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. We'll have this love for the shul and for the tefillos and for the Kriyas HaTorah, everything that we missed. And we shouldn't forget about that spark of love. We shouldn't let things fall back into the same old, same old. You know, so many people in the media today are talking about the new normal which we're going to experience. So let our shuls also be filled up with the new normal. What's the new normal? The new normal, Be'ezus Hashem, in Ruchnius, and spirituality, should be even better, even greater than the old normal. We should raise our shuls to higher levels of concentration, focus on the davening, focus on the laning, focus on one another, concern for one another, love for one another. In that way, we'll be able to take the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which we're hearing now, and be able to transform it into the shofar of Yom Kippur, that we work proactively to make the shuls that we inhabit once again into even better places. You know, the Gemara says that Ezra HaSofer instituted that they should always make sure to lain Parshas B'chukosai before Shavuos. Shavuos begins a new chapter in the year. It's the chapter after which we celebrate the Kabbalah HaTorah. We become new people. It's, in a sense, the beginning of a new portion of the year. It's almost like a new Rosh Hashanah. It says the Gemara, Ezra wanted to lay down the following concept for Klal Yisrael. Before we get to Matan Torah, before we get to this new chapter in the lives of Klal Yisrael, Tichle Shana v'kila lo seha, let the old year, the pre-Shavuos year, with all of its curses, come to an end. I don't know if there's ever been a year in recent memory where we felt the weight of that Maimer Chazal as heavily and as sincerely as we feel it this year. It's definitely been a Shana with Klalos. It's definitely been a year with many, many curses that we've experienced even during this short period of time. but we're given a certain amount of nechama, that a Shavuos comes, and again, we probably won't be in Shul on Shavuos, but we're definitely close to turning the corner. As Shavuos comes ever closer, and Shavuos brings with it the bracha of that Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satara, when Klal Yisrael was Zoche to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, Shavuos itself tells us, Tich Leshana V'Kil Lo Seha, let the year, with all of its curses up until this point, come to an end, and let the curses vanish. That's our bracha for the Shabbos Chazak, Tich Leshana V'Kil Lo Seha, let the difficulties we've experienced this year to date, let them simply disappear. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be Zoche, that the Shabbos Chazak, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is coming up, should bring with it tremendous, tremendous brachos. We're going to at this time recite Tehillim, Tzadi Aleph, and then Kuf Chaf Aleph, 91 and 121, and then we'll recite the Mishaberachs for all those who need it. Yoshev v'seiser el yom v'tzel shaddai yislonon omar ladonai machse yom shudasi Elohai yeftach bo, ki hu yatzilucho mipach yokush, midaber avos, beroso yosech loch, visachas kenofal techse, tzino visoche ro amito, lo siro mipach adloilo, mecheitz yof yomom, midaber bofer yaloch, Miketev Yoshut Sahrayim Yipomis Sidcha Elef Urava Miminecho Eilecho Lo Yigosh Rad Veinecho Sabir Vishilumas Vishoyim Tire Ki Ato Adonai Machsi Elyon Sam Tonyonecho Lo Sunai Lecho Ra Negalo yikrav yolecho ki malecho yitzav eloch vishmarcho v'chol derochecho al kapayim yisonecho pen tigof b'ever maglecho al shachal v'fes en tidroch tirmos kefir v'sanin ki v'choshat v'yafalateyu Asagaveyu ki yodashimi Yikwaini venei hu imonochi vitzoro Achalitzeyu yachabideyu Orech yomi masbiyeyu Yareyu vishuosi Kuf Chof Aleph 121 Shemalo sesoy naye leorim Meyayin yobo ezri Ezri b'yim Adonai Yosei Shomayim V'oretz Al Yitein Lamod Raglecho Al Yonum Shomerecho Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecho Adonai Tzilucho Yad Yeminecho Yomom HaShemesh Lo Yakeko Yoreach baloilo Adonai yishmarcha mikora Yishmar es nafshecha Adonai yishmar tzaisecha voecha Me'atov yad olam Yishabeach abuseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron Dovni Shlomo Yivarch v'Rav Pesach Olim Bavu Shibbling Edon on the stock of Bavuron, Biscars, the Kodish Baruch, you Molly Rachamim Aliam, the Hakli Mother Apple, some Akhzikon Akhiosam, Yishlach Lohem, Amof Wash Lemona Shoma, Yim Lukholi Variam, Lukhogi Dayam, Besok Shokhola Yisrael. Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hashtabak, lo bizman koriv, nomar, amen. Plan on davening Ma'ariv Be'ez Hashem 8:55. I want to wish everyone a wonderful evening, a good Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem, we should continue to share Torah together.